The National Organization for Women chose a new president this weekend in a contest which touched on generational and racial issues. It was settled by a margin of just 8 votes out of more than 400 cast. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Indianapolis.
It was a jubilant crowd of supporters welcoming the election results, which showed that 56-year-old Terry O'Neill, a white attorney and now board member, had won the election for the now presidency.
For the National Organization for Women, it means we are getting back out in the streets. We are going to go to the grassroots. We are going to aggressively attract new members.
In addition to O'Neill, now delegates voted in the 3 vice presidents who were part of her ticket. O'Neill will replace outgoing president Kim Gandy, who served 8 years at the helm of NOW. Gandy had supported one of her own officers, Latifah Lyles, a 33-year-old African-American whom Gandy said as the public face of NOW could have helped change a perception that members of the country's largest feminist organization are mostly white, older, and upper-middle class. Alindra Letsam is one of NOW's new vice presidents.
It wasn't about the fact that she was an African-American young woman. I'm an African-American young woman. It's not that we felt that she couldn't lead. The voters, the chapters, the members obviously just decided they wanted a campaign that was much more focused on member outreach, chapter support, member recruitment.
NOW's other incoming vice presidents are Bonnie Grabenhofer and Aaron Mattson, NOW activists from Illinois and Minnesota. This morning, NOW delegates observed a moment of silence to honor slain abortion provider Dr. George Tiller. President-elect O'Neill says NOW will continue its fight for abortion rights, pay equity, and other issues, and will use a variety of strategies to do so.
At the same time that we're urging our elected representatives to pass good bills, we also need to be out there demanding what we know we actually need, not what we think we can get this year or next year, what we really need.
Terry O'Neill will assume office as the new president of NOW in July. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Indianapolis.